Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, Ladies Night Edition, apparently. 603-283-6160. That's the call in line. You can call in and talk about anything you want. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Angie,
and Bonnie.
And as usual for Wednesdays, I have absolutely nothing in the way of show prep. Like, even under the best of circumstances, my ability to access show prep is pretty limited. But on Wednesdays, I spend the entire day working, and then I come straight here and do more work. And the backlog of things that I have to take care of is becoming quite a problem. Not sure how I'm going to deal with it, but basically had no time to look at anywhere to see what was happening in the world today.
That's okay. We have you covered today, finally.
I appreciate that. So what is happening?
Well, we can start with the San Diego County pays $1 million to resolve lawsuits by boys who are alleged sexual assault by their foster brother.
Okay, that sounds like a good place to start. Because that's a real issue that doesn't get talked about enough. I mean, people always, you know, especially the pro-life crowd, that's what I'm looking for. They, you know, sweep all of this under the rug, say, oh, you could just, you know, put your child up for adoption or whatever. But the foster care system in the United States is horrifically broken. There's so much sexual abuse within it that I'm not sure it's in anyone's benefit.
And it happens and they sweep it under the rug. They try to hide it because they don't want people to know what's really going on or that the state can't handle what they have in place.
And if you're a kid and you don't have, like, your regular parents or you don't have parents that you're very used to, like, who are you going to go to that you really trust and tell about that and that they're going to listen to you every time?
Yeah, in a lot of cases, the social workers who are supposed to protect these children are just either so incompetent or so buried under a workload that they miss obvious signs of abuse. And, you know, people have died as a result. We've covered such stories here on Free Talk Live of children in foster homes who the foster parents were routinely reported to authorities, and yet no one did anything about it. And then suddenly, oh, no, there's a dead 6-year-old. Could have been prevented, but no, the state can't do anything right.
This one says that social workers hid the foster child's violent history from the foster mother when they placed the child in her home.
Sounds about right.
And then when they refused her pleas to remove the teenager from the home. So San Diego County has agreed to pay $1 million to settle a lawsuit by three boys who allege they were sexually assaulted by the foster child, a teenager who the county placed in their home then refused to remove despite the foster mother's asking for help. Lawyers for the boys, sued in 2018 through their adopted mother, filed a motion Friday to approve a minor's compromise, which spells out how the settled amount would be distributed. The county and other named defendants, including five social workers, did not admit to any wrongdoing as part of the settlement. The county did not respond to a request for comment. The three boys identified in the records only as DC, TC, and JC alleged negligence, civil rights violations, and other wrongdoings by the defendant. The Union Tribune is not publishing their names, Melanie's last name, to protect the children's privacy.
The defendant here is the St. Louis?
The San Diego County.
San Diego County. I don't know why I thought you said St. Louis.
No, San Diego County, and the mom, or the mother, the foster mother, was Melanie.
This is a positive development, I guess, except it doesn't do anything to punish the actual offenders here.
No, it
doesn't.
It just
pushes a bill onto taxpayers.
Yeah, there wasn't anything, like, amended to make it to where the social workers can't just ignore the parents' pleas to take violent kids out of their house.
Yeah, and of course, the state isn't going to do that of its own accord because it's not the one that's going to have to pay this bill. Taxpayers are. And maybe if taxpayers have to pay enough of these bills, eventually they'll be like, hey, you have to do something about this, but that doesn't seem to be happening anywhere.
But I don't think we really know how much they have to pay out because it's not like it all comes to the media. It's not like everything is reported that they say, oh, let's settle with you for this amount of money. And people are settled and they won't go to the media because they want the money.
Excellent point.
It says that the county has paid nearly $10 million since 2015 to resolve at least 11 child welfare lawsuits in the district court alone, according to the San Diego Union-Tribune's review of the court records. The three boys said in their sworn complaint that when the county asked Melanie to take in two new foster children, a teenage boy identified in the lawsuit and his sister, social workers hid from her the mental illness and his prior sexually violent behavior. So they knew about it when they placed him in that home with children.
I wish I could be surprised, but I just can't be. Based on just everything I've heard about the foster system in the United States, I mean, this sounds pretty par for the course for them.
Well, it says that
abuse under the rug, ignoring it, not telling people about it.
Well, it says that the law requires child welfare officials to disclose to prospective caregivers a foster child's known history. Now, if the government doesn't follow their own laws, how do they expect us to follow everything?
Well, since they're not private, you know, who's going to be checking them? That's what, when I lived on a military base, it just seemed like every, like, little thing I had to deal with on base, like to go pay my rent, I had to go deal with housing, like, there was nobody checking on them, so they were just going to do the worst job possible, and they didn't have any, like, repercussions when they did bad.
Just like the U.S. Postal Service. I mean, they're not a private company, so there's no repercussions whatsoever for the fact that they've run their company essentially into the ground. They can't pay their bills, and they have no operating funds. They're constantly running a deficit. Their vehicles are 30 years out of date. They can lose your mail. Nothing happens. There was a period here when I first moved to Kenwood, they just routinely would not deliver any important mail to me. They would leave me like the market basket flyers and stuff like that. But anything that was actually addressed to me that was actually important, including bills, statements from doctors, always got returned to sender. There was no accountability. I could go to the post office, and I did multiple times complaining, hey, just deliver my freaking mail. That's your entire job. They're like, oh.
No, you have a box at your house?
Yes.
That they just wouldn't deliver to.
Correct.
I thought maybe it was a P.O. box or something, and it was, and everything was addressed correctly.
Yes, they're like, well, you have to have your name on it. Well, you're delivering mail that's not addressed to me to this mailbox, and the name that you're delivering to is not on this mailbox in the first place. Second, my name is on the mailbox. Well, I don't know what's going on there. I know you don't, because you're a government agency and you're completely incompetent. All I want you to do, I finally solved the problem by leaving a letter. Or a quick little note in the mailbox to the postal carrier, just deliver whatever is sent here and let me sort it out. That's kind of my job as the person who lives here, is to sort it out. Say, oh, this isn't for me. I'm going to put that in the trash.
Yes, or I'm going to send that back because it looks important.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there was no accountability whatsoever. It only got fixed when I connected with the postal carrier on a human level. I was like, hey, look, this is ridiculous. I've jumped through all of your stupid hoops. I put my name on the mailbox even though... Why do you deliver my name anyway? They do that here in New Hampshire, evidently, or at least here in Keene, where they won't deliver mail to your house if it's got the wrong name on it. I mean, people.
I know, I've seen that.
People move, first of all, but second of all, why are you even looking at the names?
If it has an address on it, put it in the box.
Yes, that's how this works. It's really simple, but they don't do that, and
yeah,
no, there's no accountability anywhere within government.
Yep, you can't go to another UPS or USPS, whatever.
No, but I did ultimately just say, okay, well, screw it. I'm just not getting anything important mailed to me for a brief period, and everything came via email and stuff like that. But it wasn't an effective way of dealing with the problem because I received dozens of emails a day. Most of them are not important. So that just increased the volume of junk I was receiving.
Now, did you get your packages from, like, FedEx and UPS?
And oh, yes.
Yeah, fine. Yes,
every
of
single
course.
Time.
Yes.
Of course, because they're relatively private companies that
exactly.
can actually be held accountable.
Yep.
I'm sure nothing will happen to the people who put this violent kid in this house, and they broke the law apparently to do it because there's just nobody to compete with them and do a better job for them to lose their jobs.
She will likely, I assume she, the foster worker will likely be fired and will go to a different district and continue carrying on this horrific behavior there without accountability. I mean, that's what the Catholic Church does when one of their priests gets busted doing stuff like this. They just ship him to a different area.
And don't give any history?
Presumably not. And I don't know if they tell the new heads of the church.
I said, hey, this is a touchy-feely one.
Yeah, I don't know if they do or not. I imagine they probably don't.
They probably have to have like a secret handshake for which ones are touchy-feely and which ones aren't.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the most depressing things that I've heard today. Hopefully there's less depressing stuff in the news. I mean, I guess good for the kids that they're going to be wealthy as a result of this, but that's... not going to make up for the damage that the state is doing to them and to countless others who aren't suing. 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Live Talk Radio, you control, 603-283-6160. You can talk about whatever you want. It's actually She Talk Live tonight, because with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Angie,
and Bonnie.
And we're on the video streams where you'll notice some changes. One of the changes I wanted to make was replacing the Free Talk Live banner down there to say She Talk Live just for Wednesday nights. And I started doing it, but I couldn't find the graphic that was used to do that originally. So I'm going to have to just replicate that and make it She Talk Live, because I think that would be funny.
That
would
be great. Funny. I thought you were talking about this. So I was like, you can do anything on a computer.
Yeah, but you have to. It would be easier if I had the source file, so I could just go in there and, you know, change it.
Oh, no, I just thought you were talking about, like, changing it in the camera. I was like, whoa, that's crazy. Oh, sorry.
Well, one could do that.
I forgot that we're talking on the radio. I'm talking about, like, a thing on the wall behind me, like a sign.
Yeah, I forget what they're called now, but we actually talked about them one night here on the show. God, I don't remember. It isn't important anyway, but let's go to the phones. We've got Rob calling from Vermont, if I can find the right button. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, so I went through the FOSTA system back in the 1970s, and had I had not gone into the foster care system, I wouldn't have been molested by the same guy twice.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. That's unfortunately, like, such a common story from everyone I know that's been in foster care or been adopted.
Did you get any assistance once it was discovered that that was going on?
No. No, because I never told anyone.
Okay.
You know, and the reason why I never told anyone was because I was shamed into this.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was, you know, I was all but 10 years old. I didn't expect it, you know, that this came out of the, I was ambushed into this. And
so it's horrifying.
Changed you as a person. You know, and it's a really horrible experience. And the only way they say that you can get past this is to forgive the perpetrator. And I really have a hard time with that.
I can imagine you do, even now, all of these years later. I certainly would say the only way for you to get past it is to forgive the perpetrator.
But, you know, equally disturbing, it's funny you guys were talking about this, because it seems like this kind of thing is a business. What I mean by that is that look how easy it is to prosecute or go after a priest, you know. I'm not saying that all priests are innocent, but you can't say that all priests are guilty. And if you go ahead, you take a look at the case of Father Gordon McRae in New Hampshire, convicted out of Keene, as he was, of, you know, something that he didn't even do. And this guy went and filed appeal after appeal, only to have these denied.
I don't know his case. Can you tell us a bit more about it?
Well, I mean, he was accused of, you know, of molesting children at this parish.
Okay.
You know, when he wasn't even around, he was down in Mexico. He wasn't even in New Hampshire. But it's the story is on these stone walls. And if you read it, there's a whole bunch of stuff in there that tells about the whole, Dorothy Rabinowitz, a Pulitzer Prize winning investigative journalist for the WSJ, Wall Street Journal, did two full stories on this.
And were they stories exposing the fact that he couldn't possibly have been there because he was in Mexico?
Yes.
And he still was charged and found guilty?
He's been there for over 26 years.
Okay. Oh, he's still in jail?
Yes.
That's crazy.
That's unfortunate. I mean, the justice system in the United States hardly distributes anything that is remotely like justice. Rob, thank you so much for the call tonight. I don't know anything about this guy's case, so I can't say if it's actually, you know, true that he was in Mexico or not, but I would be stunned to find that his appeals are being denied when, you know, he can presumably show that he was in Mexico at the time.
The first thought that I have is that someone along the line in the case somewhere is trying to cover something up, and they don't want him to get out because they don't want something to be found out or said.
Very likely to be the case. But In less serious news because I don't want to be depressed throughout the entire show tonight. Evidently, being blonde is a choice.
And if you are blonde, you have blonde privilege, according to The Cut.
Blonde privilege. Does the person who wrote this point out that, you know, women initially began dyeing their hair blonde because it signified that they were prostitutes?
I haven't seen that in here. I haven't seen that
in
here.
So they did no research, presumably.
Well, I didn't read the entire thing yet, but they were talking about all the negative things that she thinks about blonde people. And her name is Amy LaCora, so it is a woman. It just sounds like a woman who is really jealous of blonde people. That's really what it sounds like. It has a picture of Ivanka Trump and her sister, the other Trump, and all these other, like, right-wing people who have blonde hair, like a whole bunch of Fox News ladies, like Megyn Kelly. And it
but
says,
do they actually have blonde hair, or did they dye their hair blonde?
Most of these look like they probably dye their hair blonde, but I'm not sure. I think Ivanka's really blonde. I don't know, though. It says, blonde hair is at least 11,000 years old. The variety we now are most familiar with began as a genetic mutation in northern Europe where the sun is weak. Light hair allows more vitamin D to trickle in through the scalp, the theory goes, which is useful when the sky is cold and dark. It wasn't the first hair color that people had, so it was rare, and it's being rare made it sexually desirable. And it's being sexually desirable meant it spread. And
I don't know that that's how sexual attraction works on a biological level. I don't know. I mean, you see somebody with, like, three eyes, and you're not sexually attracted to them because it's rare.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
it's bizarre to paint sexual attraction in those terms.
Well, maybe then, since it really was rare, that people were like, oh, I got to get with that.
It could be, but I can't imagine that was
very
common. I mean, especially in the periods that we're talking about, 10,000, 11,000 years ago, when they were more concerned with whether or not the person was likely to produce strong offspring that would survive. Their concern was not, oh, man,
she's hot.
She's got weird hair. I got to hit that.
I don't know. I always think that about blue eyes, too, because, like, imagine everyone only having brown eyes and then seeing someone with blue eyes. Like, that would be even crazier than blonde hair, because blonde is kind of like a...
Well, would you assume that there was something, like,
really wrong
with them?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Blue eyes would be crazy if you had only ever seen, like, brown eyes.
You would assume they were some sort of genetic mutation and probably not want to breed with them.
Yeah. Oh, that's so true. You could think that even just it was a sign of something else wrong with them. No one have
that
babies.
That one's broken.
Yeah.
Says, eventually blondness spread south. Many of the Greek goddesses were golden-haired, as were many heroes of the Iliad. People missing the mutation started figuring out ways to ape it very early on with primitive versions of sunin. Have you guys used sunin?
I've never heard of it.
Oh, you spray it in your hair, usually when you, like, live in the south and your mom wants
yes,
you to be blonde.
That.
And then it turns your hair blonde.
Is being blonde a privilege? 603-283-6160. Weigh in on the subject. 603-283-6160.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The legal heat is being turned up on former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani. His New York City apartment was searched and reportedly part. His New York City apartment was searched, reportedly part of an investigation into Giuliani's dealings in Ukraine while he was former President Trump's personal attorney. Authorities have seized Giuliani's electronic devices. A North Carolina district attorney said Wednesday that Andrew Brown Jr.'s car hit deputies before they fired shots at him, killing him, and the latest officer-involved shooting that is drawing the ire of Black Lives Matter activists. District Attorney Andrew Womble telling a judge at a hearing that he viewed the body cam footage of the incident and disagreed with how lawyers for Brown's family described the death. The lawyers had claimed that Brown's car was stationary when officers fired. Brown's car, however, does move forward and strike the deputies. USA Radio News. Another California governor is being recalled.
With more than 1.6 million valid signatures, the California governor recall became official, and Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom will face a yet-to-be-determined number of contenders later this year. At least nine people have declared their intentions to run, including Caitlyn Jenner, the Olympian and transgender activist, former San Diego Mayor Kevin Faulkner, and businessman John Cox. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A judge is rejecting a proposed plea deal for the two men accused of going streaking on the field at this year's Super Bowl. An attorney for the two men had said there was a deal with prosecutors to plead guilty to misdemeanor trespassing for their crime committed in front of 96 million people on national TV. However, a Florida judge said the agreement, which included 6 months of probation, was too lenient and threw it out. The judge has rescheduled the case for next month. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You can call in and talk about anything that you want. And you can join us. I at least will be there. I assume you're going to be there. I think we talked about this last week. And Bonnie, we're not sure about you. But you can join us June the 28th through July the 4th for ForkFest 5 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but ForkFest is decentralized, which means there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. All you have to do is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 28th through July the 4th, and there's no better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. So check out the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can connect with other attendees there with the unofficial telegram and the unofficial forum. Links to those are at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there. But let's go to the phones because we've got Bitcoin Gandhi calling from here in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live.
Namaste, and greetings to you all. I wish to ask, how much do you know about the true Mahatma and his Salt March of 1930?
I know nothing about it.
Me either.
I know very little. He had, like, the textile protest, and they were also, like, taxing the salt that was going there, so he walked across the continent, I guess, to other towns and got, like, a following after him.
That is correct. And I intend to reenact this march, complete with civil disobedience of the most direct kind, across New Hampshire.
What do you intend to do exactly?
I intend to appear, but first of all, I have sent a letter to the General Services Administration, to Mr. Cruz, informing him I intend to begin this march on May 9th, ending it at the federal building 24 days later, and violating federal speech restriction known as 102-74, distribution of handbills prohibited.
Wow, I had no idea.
Distribution of handbills prohibited?
You may Google it if you do not believe me.
No,
it is,
I'm not legally allowed to Google things.
102-74.415 in its federal imitable manner.
What is a handbill?
A handbill will be the grievances that I attempt to deliver to these officials, or at least to their building. Grievances I intend to collect during the march, which, incidentally, is intended to protest the attack against Free Talk Live by the central government on March 16th, a date which now lives in dishonor.
Okay, that sounds like a great idea. Where are you going to begin your march?
At outside the Mighty Moose March, which was targeted on at the beginning of the raid. This is in Eastern Keene.
Yeah, right next door to me. So basically, I get to see you off and wish you well on your journey.
Or if you wish, you may march with me.
I wish I could. I've got responsibilities here that are keeping me tied up. But keep us posted on how this develops. It sounds like it's going to be interesting. And, you know, good job on staying in character there through all of this. I'm still unclear on what a handbill actually is.
Is that like even just like jury nullification bills?
He said it was grievances that he would pick up along the way. So maybe complaints or issues that people may have with the government.
I'll meet him at Mighty Moose Martin and hand him my grievances.
That's a great idea. Maybe we could march with him through Keene.
I'll march with him at some point. I'll have to drive there most likely and march for like a day and then get back in my car. Something.
So we're talking about being blonde and whether or not it's a choice.
Well, it definitely gives you privilege according to the cuts.
And that's the journal or website or whatever that's running this piece?
Oh, yeah, The Cut is the website that runs this. Right now they're talking about how blonde hair started in, like, Northern Europe because there's less sun there, and then it started going down, and people eventually in, like, Italy wanted blonde hair. And it says, it didn't take long for stereotypes besides sexiness to attach to the look. Marie Antoinette's friend, Rosalie Duthé, was a legendary courtesan with a habit of taking long pauses before she spoke. Oh, that's annoying. She was frequently...
So like Barack Obama? Because that dude, when he speaks, I don't know if people listen, but he pauses like every three words.
He's wanting to emphasize his words.
I can see that. I can remember some pausing. It's pretty annoying. So she was frequently the mistress of someone famous and powerful. She was even gifted to 20-year-old... Prince Philip.
She was gifted?
Yeah, wait, what?
To a prince.
She was privileged to be gifted like a piece of property to someone?
Yeah, to a 20-year-old boy. Prince Louis Philip the First by his father so that he could learn a thing or two. When a 1775 one-act play...
This sounds like a Shakespeare
production. She was a prostitute.
Production.
She was gifted as a prostitute.
Yep, that's what it sounds like.
Oh, that learn a thing or two.
Yes.
Gotcha, okay.
For a couple nights. When a 1775...
Otherwise, she was supposed to, like, smack him or something, okay? The yours makes a lot more sense than where my brain went with it.
I thought at first when it said gifted, that meant they got married. But no, it was just so he could learn a thing or two. It says, Paris was amused by a one-act play called, like, Curiosities de la Foire.
So hold on. I don't want to move on from this yet. The blonde privilege that we're talking about here was the privilege of being given as a sex slave to a prince.
Well, she was probably compensated. I would imagine that it wasn't like she was like a slave to go. It was like, oh, okay, we'll pay you this
given
to
as
go.
A prostitute.
Yeah, we will give you to this prince so that you can teach him a thing or two, but we will pay you, but we're going to give you to him. That's the way I see it.
The worst part about this is 20-year-old boy to me. I hate them. Can't deal with them at all.
Well, I think that it would be good sometimes for young men to learn about sex from someone that they don't have emotional attachments to.
Sure.
To begin with, especially, because then they're not like, oh, I love you. I'm so in love with you because I learned everything from you and I didn't really learn anything from you, but I love you.
Also, I don't know, maybe learning something from a woman who can explain to them how stuff actually works.
Yes. And what you should and shouldn't do.
Yeah. No, if this was all consensual, I don't have an actual problem with it, but I do see what you're saying, Arya. Like, they're trying to build up a case that being blonde is a privilege, and they give an example of just something that doesn't sound very fun to me.
Well, I mean, it could definitely be fun. Like you said, if it was consensual, then presumably the woman probably enjoyed it and enjoyed her time doing it. But in general, if you're looking for a reason to paint someone as being privileged, being a prostitute shouldn't be your top of the list, right?
Correct.
Not that there's anything wrong with sex work. I don't mean to suggest there is, but it's not considered generally high profile. This is a successful person.
Maybe it was back then and she was compensated very, very well. He is a prince. So
true.
Maybe she was privileged by her blonde hair to be compensated so well for her duties.
Hmm. And it does say she was frequently the mistress of someone famous and powerful.
So she got gifts.
Good for her.
Right?
Yeah, I can't.
Does the author of this article know that she can dye her hair blonde?
I know, that's what I was thinking.
I wonder if she is blonde.
I wish I would have looked up a picture of her before this, but I didn't. Well, apparently from that woman that was the prostitute, that's where historians now agree that 250 years later, that's where the stereotype was born, the blonde as slutty and dumb. I don't know how that makes her dumb. Seems pretty smart to me.
But yeah, she's successful. She's doing something right.
I've never wondered about where that stereotype came from, that blondes are dumb.
Me either.
I've never given it any thought.
I would have thought it was like Paris Hilton that started that. I don't know. Maybe not. Or Marilyn Monroe or something.
I suspect it goes back further than whatever it was they said 250 years ago or whatever. What are your thoughts on this? Do you know where this originated, that blondes are dumb? 603-283-6160. Call in, take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Okay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You can take control of the airwaves, have your opinions heard on 200-plus radio stations. Actually, I don't know the exact number anymore. It was below 200. I think it's back above 200 now, but I don't track it that closely. Anyway, get your opinions out there, 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
Angie.
And Bonnie.
And I have never had blonde hair. I'm naturally a brunette, obviously, as people have enjoyed pointing out in the last few days, because it's well past time for me to redye my hair, and I don't have 4 hours out of my day to take to do that right now.
If it makes you feel better, I dyed my hair a couple weeks ago just because Stone walked up to me and said, "Is that a gray hair I see, Bonnie?" And yes, it was. I have lots of gray hair.
But I've never had blonde hair. But, Bonnie, you have, and yours is still mostly blonde.
Yes, this is why I have not dyed my hair, Aria, so do not feel bad about that, okay? That is from not dyeing my hair.
But that's still blonde to me. I don't know, maybe like the brown.
That is for
the
sure
darkest.
Brunette.
Yes,
okay.
Brunette.
Darkest,
yes. Well,
brown.
But it looks kind of blonde because there are lots of gray in there.
Well, then that's a good thing to keep it mixing.
Yep. I can tell you that having blonde hair, I have noticed a difference in the way that I've been treated and the attention that I've gotten from men, and the way that children sometimes look at you when they look up and you have blonde hair. Their eyes are very big and alive and bright. And then sometimes when you're a brunette, they're kind of, sometimes they are a little sheepish.
Wow.
You know, they're not as open and as friendly, I've noticed. But it's, my hair was brunette for a long time and I put it blonde again, I was like, oh, it's true, blondes have more fun. And I really feel that that's the case.
Wow, you're making me really jealous right now. I just dyed my hair black because I have this super reddish, like golden tint to my like normal medium brown hair. And it just, when I tried to be blonde, it was only for like a month and it was just so orange. I just couldn't get rid of the orange.
Did you do it yourself?
Yeah, I did it myself.
I did mine myself for a lot of years, and so I would do like the Walmart thing. So I had like really blonde, and then I had like a lighter blonde, and then a lighter blonde. So it's like a rainbow orange thing, because every time you would dye all of it. And so I went to the salon, and the very first time I got it dyed by someone professional, and I was like, I'm tired of like looking like a Walmart box. Can you please help me? And she was like, yep. And after that, I was like, oh, I'm not doing it again by myself.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I assumed you just had you were naturally black hair.
I did too.
Everybody says that, and I just think that it looks
because
like...
Because you're so pale. It makes sense.
It looks like my hair color to me, and I don't want to have any other hair color, but I wish I could be blonde for like a month and then go back. I just don't want to bleach
my hair. What about a wig?
I feel like that'd be so hard. I just think I'd be bad at that.
You put the little netting on or whatever, and then just put that sucker on and...
Be blonde for
go with it, yeah.
I'll have pretty much for a month.
You might like all kinds of hairstyles then.
So for those just tuning in, we're talking about this article from thecut.com where blondes are just privileged prostitutes. It's very silly, but it's fun to discuss. So let's get back into it.
Oh, wait, I have one question. All right. You don't have to bleach your hair to get it red?
I do.
Oh, okay.
That's why it takes so long.
Yes.
Okay.
I have to bleach it, then rinse all that out, and then let it dry.
Because I was looking at that.
It.
Yeah, I was like, wow, that takes the color really well, but it makes sense.
Yeah.
It says, Fox News and Donald Trump have given blonde hair a new chapter. Now blonde...
Fox News certainly has. They are obsessed with blonde women.
They really are.
They know that people like to look at blondes.
It's because blondes, like they were talking about, we see blondes and we go, yeah, I need to get in that.
Right.
That mutation, apparently. I don't know. They always say that blue eyes are a mutation, too, and my, immediate response
well, everything
is like...
about every organism is ultimately a mutation.
I know. That's what I was going to say. My first response is to get, insulted, it's not a mutation. But then I'm like, I guess it kind of is, and everything would be.
It is a mutation, but so is this opposable thumb here.
Oh, yeah.
So is the ability to rationalize. So are the ears. So... Everything about us is a mutation of some other organism that is very similar to us and that mutated from some other organism that was very similar to it, going all the way back to one-celled microorganisms.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense that we would come from, fish monkeys and then have blue eyes and that's, the only mutation in blonde hair. And that's that's the mutation. You're right.
I mean, there's countless mutations about each one of us individually that are going to either die out or... progress into the species and propagate further. I think it's worded badly. I don't think we should characterize, evolution as just a series of mutations because you're right. It does sound like an insult. You're a mutant has never been considered a nice thing to call someone, right? And that's how they're painting this. The author here is pointing at blondes and going, you people are mutants. That's messed up, man.
Well, unless it's a choice, apparently. It says, now blonde is the color of the right, for whom whiteness has become a hallmark. Over the past decade or so, as inclusiveness became the hallmark of Obama-era liberals, the left found feminist icons in Rachel Maddow, Samantha Power, and Michelle Obama, who make no apologies for their failure to fit traditional ideals. But hashtag MAGA, Fox News America, is a place where all the classic signifiers of privilege and wealth work on overdrive. The country club issue blue blazers with brass buttons and khaki pants, and above all else for women, that yellow blonde hair. Oh, it said yellow blonde. That's not nice. Well, these people have really yellow blonde hair. I mean, I guess Trump.
This is orange, an orange blonde.
Yeah. Their carefully tended hair, a dog whistle of whiteness. Their carefully tended hair, a dog whistle of whiteness. Wouldn't white skin be the biggest dog whistle of whiteness? I feel like I'm the least blonde here, and I'm the most dog whistle of white. It doesn't make any sense. It's not like people will look at Angie and be more prone to think she's white, than
girl.
Me. Yeah, I mean, we're all white.
I presume it's because, as far as I know, only white people can't have naturally blonde hair.
Yeah, but how many people actually have naturally blonde hair when they get older? I mean, a lot of children start with blonde hair, and then as they turn 3, 4, or 5 years old, it starts to fade off and turn into a different color.
Yeah, mine was initially blonde.
Mm-hmm, me too.
I guess that's true. That probably is why it seems like there are more blondes than there are, because there's so many little kids that are blonde,
mm-hmm.
and then they grow up and they're not blonde anymore.
I wonder why that is.
I do too, because a lot of my kids had, Shiloh didn't, but Mikey had blonde hair and blue eyes. And he was this cute as a button. I'm not saying that he's not now, but as he was growing up, he was blonde hair and he was just sweet and had this southern little accent.
That's cute. It says, Fox News America, oh yeah, I already read that part, it says, So it's a dog whistle of whiteness, an unspoken declaration of values, a wink, wink to the power of racial privilege into the 1980s vibe that pervades a movement led by a man who still believes in the guilt of the Central Park Five. That's so specific. This person just has a vendetta against blonde people.
Who is she talking about? Who is the man here that she's referring to? Trump, presumably?
I think she's just trying to paint, like, the idea of, like, what blonde people are signifying by being blonde. Like, if you're blonde, you're signifying to other people, like, I go to country clubs and I'm white. And
that I believe the Central Park Five are guilty? That seems oddly specific.
I don't know what the Central Park Five are.
I don't know if they are
it
either.
It seems like she has to be referring to a specific person in this.
It's talking about the blondes in Trump era, apparently. Even though this was written after Biden was elected, it's just like you forget everything about Biden being president, and it's everything bad is Trump's fault still.
Maybe her ex-husband's new wife or girlfriend is blonde.
Ooh, I bet that's true. During that, well, yeah, they're still talking about the Trump era. It says, during that Republican preppy handbook era when Dynasty and Dallas were on TV, the type of conspicuous ostentation that would lead a real estate developer to sheathe his entire apartment in gold leaf was actually in vogue. Look at the movies. Jake's
what
girlfriend...
Hold on. What the hell did that author just write?
That during the Trump administration, because of the shows Dynasty and Dallas... the type of conspicuous ostentation that would lead a real estate developer to sheathe his entire apartment in gold leaf was actually in vogue. He's trying to say, like, people are living all of a sudden like we're in, like, The Wolf of Wall Street and being blonde. And
okay, I'm glad that you clarified that because I did not get that from
I still don't get what the hell he's talking about. I'm aware of a show called Dallas.
But I thought that was a long time ago.
I don't know. I don't keep up with, like, television shows, even worse than I keep up with movies, which is not very much.
The author's better when they're not puffing their piece out like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when they're just talking about how horrible being blonde is and how they're racist or whatever, that's when the author's better.
Well, I'm just going to skip the Trump era thing because it's truly hard to understand what they're talking about. She says, since only about 2% of the world has naturally blonde hair, being blonde is a choice, and the means used to get there can be very easy to read.
Well, it's not a choice for... Well, I mean, it would be a choice for the 2% of the population. They could certainly dye their hair another color.
Yeah, that's true.
But anyone can dye their hair pretty much any color they want.
Yep.
And any brunette is making a choice to be a brunette, too.
Yeah.
And not
603-283-6160. Or weigh in on whatever you want. 603-283-6160.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.